Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. And very soon, your new Trends Journal will be coming out. And here's the cover. You got it? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, that's Matthew 5:9. Hellish or warmonger politicians, for they are children of Satan. Salenti 10:24. Warmongering little boys and girls of nothing. These are the clowns, the arrogant pieces of demonic shit that all they do is sell war. Peace is banned. Not allowed to be on the mainstream media. Talk about peace. Only talk about war. And to show you how the mainstream swallows the shit. Hey, the markets are up today. You ready? October hasn't been a good month for the markets so far. And by the way, October is when that other October surprise comes. Panic of 08, that was in October. The 1929 stock market crash in October. Yeah, October is not a great month. And this month wasn't so good. But this is the crap spewing out of the mainstream media, CNBC. Stocks rebounded on Tuesday following a losing session on Wall Street. You ready? As oil prices eased and investors assessed ongoing tensions in the Middle East. The Dow gained 0.97%. NASDAQ was up 1.5%. And the Dow, 126 points. West Texas Intermediate oil futures dropped 4.6% as traders monitored Israel's expected retaliation to Iran missile attacks and U.S. efforts to prevent a wider regional conflict. You know what that is?
That was bullshit.
Total fucking bullshit. They're going to keep ramping up this war. It's not going to stop. That oil prices dropped over 4% today is a joke. It's only going to get worse. The war seems to be on the forefront of everybody's mind, said Robert Pavick, senior portfolio manager. You ready? Bigger picture is the election. You know what that is?
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
That's right. No, not the elections, the Israel war and the Ukraine war. And by the way, hardly a peep about what's going on in the mainstream media. This is the front page of the cartoon news network, CNN. Oh, yeah, Florida highways are closed. Yeah, Milton is coming. Milton is coming. Something about Trump and Biden. Trump and Putin. More about Kamala Harris. Nothing. And about the French fries at McDonald's. Big story. The murder going on. Now, that doesn't make it. But now, tonight, they did put something up on their on Lebanese border village turned to rubble after strikes. Lebanese border village turned to rubble. How about Israel bombs Lebanese village to rubble? Oh, no, Israel has the right to defend itself. They could kill and bomb anybody they want. This is serious. Over almost 2 million people are being evacuated. And they keep chasing the people from northern Gaza to southern Gaza, all over the place. And now, just as we went on the air, this is from Haaretz. Israel strikes southern Beirut's Daiya and Lebanon's eastern Baqa Valley. They could do anything they want. And the morons and imbeciles are saying that oil prices are going down because the United States is going to have a ceasefire program. IDF orders Gaza hospital to evacuate within 24 hours. Can you imagine this? They're bombing the shit out of all these hospitals, bomb Gaza into ruins, all under the bullshit. Hamas is living there. These are their headquarters. And when they're living all over Beirut, the Hezbollahs, the terrorists, we're bombing the fucking... Where is the outrage? None. You got a bunch of slime ball little bastards and bitches that only sell war. They're little fucking war whores. Anybody that supports the wars, go over there and fight. Send your money. Send your kids. Send your transgenders. Go over there and fight or shut your fucking mouth. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. This is only going to increase. Oh, gold prices went down today because, oh, there might be an easing. Yeah. No, there won't be. This is going to escalate. It's only going to get worse. Yep. Yep. Trump after meeting hostage family. Whatever I can do, I'll do for them. I can see the family is just going through hell, which they are. And they don't give a damn about the hostages. But how about the hell that all the people in Lebanon are going through and all the people in Gaza and the West Bank are going through? How about that? Oh, Palestinian lives don't matter. Neither do the Lebanese. I forgot. Yep. Rocket sirens sound in northern Israel near Lebanese border. This is just going to keep ramping up. Yep. Bitcoin is around 62,000. It's still in positive territory. We're still on the up list. It hasn't gone into the down zone. And again, going back to gold, it needs a correction. I kept saying this week after week. It just kept shooting up. It's up almost $600 an ounce since we made the forecast in the beginning of the year, a golden year for gold. And then onto your Trends Journal. You got to read the economic update, the market overviews, about the job numbers, what they really mean and what they really represent. It's low-paying jobs. And the government created a whole bunch of jobs. They keep creating more jobs. Things that don't produce anything, they only steal our money. And again, the jobs, most of them in the hospitality sector, dining, social services that pay nothing. People have more than two jobs. Your credit card debt levels are over, well over near $6,500. And the average interest rate is 21.5%. They made $14 billion last year just on interest rates. This is, if the Italians were doing it, it's the mafia. Oh, but the banks, the bandits do it. It's okay. Yep. And by the way, why you subscribe to the Trends Journal? Here, this is $6 for the weekend toilet paper record, the New York Times. Look at this big fucking stupid picture here. Look at this. Will a podcast be their biggest role? How Sean Hayes, Will Arnett, and Jason Bateman are trying to build a smartless media empire. I need business information. Stupid, worthless shit. Yeah, look at this. I'm not making this up. What's the wealth gap between friends? And a big fucking picture. Page after page, pictures. Yeah, look at this. And then go back to what the New York Times used to be. When it wasn't pictures, it was reporting. That's going back to the 1800s, like 1864. Look at the size of the paper compared to the paper now. Look how small the print is. It is so hard to get quality data anymore. Trends Journal, we need facts, hard facts and solid data. It's so hard to find. We have to never worked harder in our lives because we have to search more and more to find it. And what we do is we report what's being reported, and then we give our analysis. So again, with the Israel war, as I said, we go to IRNA, Press TV, Tehran Times, ISNA. What do the Iranians have to say? Al Jazeera, Arab News, Middle East Monitor, Middle East Eye. We want to hear what the Arabs have to say. We go to China, Global Times, want to hear what they have to say. It's so hard to get good information. So subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to read history before it happens. So going back to the economy, the global food prices spiked in September. Oh, I thought inflation's down. Oh, car sales are way down. Gee, I wonder why. It only costs about $50,000, around $50,000 to buy a new car. What a fucking joke. And all this electronic stupid bullshit in it. Again, I don't carry a cell phone, and I drive a 1994 Audi Cabriolet. I hate this new fucking car as well as stupid shit. And when it breaks, it costs a fucking fortune to get it fixed. An entrepreneur opportunity, what the government would allow it, is to come out with a simplistic car. Hey, how about rolling down the windows? You don't need a button to push it down. Bring down the price. Make it simple. Nah, you won't do that. And again, week after week, we're saying the numbers coming out don't make any sense. And the reason they don't make any sense is because inflation's gone up. I'm giving you the numbers here, the real inflation numbers. Again, the price of a home has gone up 50% since they launched the COVID war in 2020. So people, yeah, the numbers are going up. They're buying. It's costing them more to buy less. So we have a special, as we do each week, a spotlight on retail sales. Retail is on the rope. Retailers will hire modestly for the holiday season this year. Levi Strauss reduces 2024 outlook. Oh, you mean? Oh, by the way, a big story in the fucking the Wall Street Journal about how popular women wearing pajamas outside. Yeah, that really gets me. Use your heart on. I'm sure the big in pajamas. I grew up in a time when I had, you know, mini skirts and no bras. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's a big deal to wear pajamas, which shows that was a front page story today in the Wall Street Journal. Front page story about wearing pajamas to work, to dinner, and to play. The decline of this society is in front of everybody's eyes. Like I said, the Barnum and Bailey Circus went out of business because you don't have to step right up and see the freak show. All you got to do is look outside. It's everywhere. Warehouse lays off workers as new construction slows. Yep. Remember all the big warehouses being built during the COVID war? Reversal now. No one is talking about the office building bust. And when they do talk about it, they downplay it. And that's what we have right over here as well. Have office building values stopped their slide? And they're saying that they have. And that is total. Yep. They're extending the loans, doing different deals because they don't want to go bust and make and get their losses. Again, go to Castle Systems with a K. Your office occupancy rate, meaning how many people in the office? 51.4%. In the biggest cities in America. This is going to bring down the banking system again. We don't give financial advice. We have trend forecasters. We are very bullish on gold. Yeah. And again, the whole article, whole section on office building bust, China's economic struggles, and the whole section, the Israel war. According to data from health workers in the United States. And again, don't forget to hit the subscribe button here. We've got to get more. They're shadow banning us. They don't like the truth. Truth is prohibited in America. So do what you can. They're saying that over 118,000 people have died in Gaza so far. Over 11,000 are missing, buried in rubble. Yep. Iran sends message to Washington. No more unilateral self-restraint. And then we have an article. Western leaders mum on Gaza genocide, Lebanon airstrikes, but quick to condemn Iran's retaliatory attack. So Israel could kill and do anything they want, but when you respond, then you're a terrorist. Oh, and by the way, another article in Haaretz today, again, which I mentioned. I'll mention again if I didn't, and that is that Israel has bombed Syria and has killed several people, and they say they're Iranian terrorists. So Israel could bomb Syria, they could bomb Lebanon, they could bomb Tehran, Iran, but anybody that bombs back is a terrorist. So this is serious what's going on here, and it's only going to get much, much worse. Again, the whole article is on the Ukraine war, guest articles by John and Nisha Whitehead. America is falling apart. Our national priorities are in dire need of restructuring. They're 100% right. Guest article by Dr. Joseph Mercola, synthetic progesterone linked to increased risk of brain cancer. And an article that you're not going to want to miss on the economy, near-term stock market meltdown or melt-up. Gregory Manarino, the cat knows his markets. And on the technocracy end, Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran, Trends in Cryptos, Trends in High-Tech Science, and Trends in Geopolitics. Russian forces take key Ukrainian stronghold in the east. Go back to your Trends Journal. We said no way, no how was Ukraine going to defeat Russia. It's ridiculous. But they're going to ramp this up. Ukraine attacked a Russian oil depot in Crimea yesterday. This is very serious. Israel is ramping up the bombing of Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. When, not if, Iran goes to war with Israel, it's going to be the beginning of the end of life on Earth. Again, you got 91 million Iranians against 9 million Israelis. Who's going to win? And this is a very advanced country, Iran. And Israel says they're going to go with the Samson option, which means they go nuclear if they lose. And again, going back to today's CNN headlines, Florida highways are clogged as Hurricane Milton closes in. Trump secretly sent Putin multiple COVID test machines for his personal use. Now Harris could secure historic winning record for Democrats and still lose. And America's French fry king sounds alarm. Can you imagine? French fry king. How fucking stupid can you be? How fucking stupid can you be? And again, on the economic front, what China's doing is totally artificial to prop up its markets. They got it over the debt to GDP ratio is over 300%. So they're propping up the equity markets, but they're 3 years of zero COVID policy after they launched the COVID war on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat in January 2020. The 3 years of draconian lockdown policy have destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions in China. And then we have a report coming out. We put out what's going on and the terrible conditions going on in Australia. Australia, we wrote in the Trends Journal as the COVID war was going on, was one of the most draconian nations on earth. Locking up people, arresting them for not doing what they wanted, on and on and on. They destroyed the economy, destroyed it. It's not coming back. Remember, it'll come back. It'll come. It's not coming back. It's only going to get much, much worse. And again, as we say, as trend forecasters, nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're human or by nature. And we got the nature wild cards going on with the hurricanes and the droughts and on, the heavy rain in other parts. And the human tragedies of escalating war. These are wild cards. And they're being played out in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. And we're giving you everything that we can to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. So for the grand total of $2.56 a week, you could subscribe to the Trends Journal. It's over 200 pages. Average is about 200 pages. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge. I'll be with Judge Andrew Napolitano. And most importantly, remember the cover of your Trends Journal this week. It says it all. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What are you doing as a peacemaker? What are you doing? And where are all the religions out there? They all got locked you. So support Occupy Peace. We're supporting you. Do anything you can in the name of peace, of the God that you believe in. And again, you look at the Trends Journal, and the reality is right in front of all our eyes. Hellish or warmonger politicians, for they are the children of Satan. That's right. Salenti, 1024. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.